I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up. Hello, I'm Solazar.
Hi, I'm Kirilani, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation on AM 540 KRXA.
Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair coming to the Monterey Fairgrounds May 3rd and 4th. And our guests tonight include Teal Scott Swan and Dr. and Master Zhigong Sha. But before we talk with our guests this evening, Kirilani will introduce us to the energy of the week, the month, and the year and her go with the flow.
Well, thanks, Solazar. And boy, it's nice to be back in the studio and kind of back in the saddle because we haven't been able to really connect live for a little while. So there's so much going on with the energy for this year. In a lot of ways, you could say this is a year we have been waiting for our whole lives because it brings a new level of truth onto the planet. And with that, it's so interesting. Susie and I are always so connected in what she shared on the show and what I share in the Go With the Flow. It always surprises me. So in Theta Healing Benefits with Susie Donahue. So if you haven't tuned into her show, check it out. And let's talk about this energy of 2014 because it is really our wake-up call. And not just a wake-up call. It is a real demand to say it's time to be awake, to stay awake, not keep hitting the snooze alarm over and over and over again. So in this year, there will be a tremendous amount of light and information and energy and love flooding the planet. And this is the time to use that to really flush out what is the truth. Susie talked about this on her show about even that concept of truth has gotten so warped in our society. And yet, inside each of us, there is a true North Star. There is something that resonates in your cells, in your heart, in your mind, and in your soul in alignment when you really touch upon the larger truth. Not the truth our mind tells us, not the truth that someone else has told us to believe, but really the true truth of the true Akashic records, of the true divine plan. And if we can start being willing to leave behind this year everything that we thought was true, everything that our mind has held dear with our beliefs and our attitudes and our stories about ourselves and our stories about our history and our past and our stories about everybody else in our life, to be willing to see a higher level of truth, a higher perspective, to see the gift in everything that has happened to us, in every event that comes into our life, in every person who triggers us or annoys us, to see that and to gain a higher level of understanding. And as we do, we achieve a level of liberation of our heart and our mind through our spirit that isn't possible through any other path. And in doing so, we embrace more truth of who we really are, why we're here, what we came here to do. And that is a level of authenticity that we're being called to bring forth, to quit hiding behind the mask that we present to the world, to be accepted or to be safe or to get through another day, and really start living in that space of authenticity and integrity of who we are and what we're here to do. And it's almost like taking that dimmer switch of the light bulb that we are and turning it on a little brighter, a little brighter, a little brighter, which each of those cycles, similar to what we experienced last year with the energy, it happens in cycles and layers. So yes, there can be these like flashes of brilliance and you say, ah, I feel like I just woke up there. And then the next morning you wake up and you go, ah, I feel foggy and amnesiac again. Well, that's part of the dance, right? So don't get frustrated with yourself. Just celebrate those moments. And as we string them more and more together, it's part of the journey. It's not about reaching some mystical destination, I guess. So that's the whole energy of the year, is this energy of spiritual liberation. And if we look at the month of February, it brings in that energy we had all of last year of 2013 that is about balance and personal love and healing and service. So if we're out of balance, that's where we end up in situations where we have something that needs to be healed. So balance is one of our greatest tools, one of our greatest friends for this year, because it also puts us in a position where we're more likely to be willing to see a broader perspective as, of a situation. When we're out of balance, when we're being triggered, we have a tendency to dig our heels in on what our mind, what our ego, what our amygdala says the truth is, because it's trying to keep us safe. So anything that helps you to stay in balance, whether it's through breathing, spending time in nature, doing meditation, make sure that you're doing that this month. And whatever it is that we brought across that threshold of the year, and we all have the stuff. So, you know, it's not something to beat yourself up over, because these are the gifts we came to bring the world, that we said we would come to transform. Any of those little boo-boos that still need to be healed, any of those areas in our life that are out of balance, this is the things that are going to be highlighted that come up this year, where the light gets shined into those darker corners. Or, sorry, Solazar, what?
Shown.
Sorry, I'm conjugating my verbs incorrectly. So that you can get greater clarity. So it's a continuous, wonderful, really wonderful process. And in doing that, it is our service to the world. We are here as transformers. We are here to stand up this year and take our power. And we do it through that process of transformation. So we want to give people some of the vibrational tools that you can work with to tie into both the year of 2014, as well as the energy of February. So for 2014, to tap into that self-truth and liberation, you can work and align with the colors of purple and magenta. Aromatherapy is spikenard, spearmint, geranium, and chamomile. And stones are pearl, rose, and quartz. Pearl and rose quartz. If you want to tap into the energy of February and get a little bit more balance, and also probably should have said in this month of February that light of truth is going to be focused on your personal relationships in the areas of spouses and partners, family and friends. So that's an area where all of us have a little bit of baggage we might be carrying along with us if you're like 99% of the rest of the planet. So this is a time to really honor your family while you're honoring yourself. Honor those personal love relationships, but it's going to call for a higher level of truth, higher level of integrity in each of those relationships. So you can tap into the colors of gray and forest green, aromatherapy of ginger and patchouli, lotus, rosemary, and lemongrass, and the stones of citrine and labradorite. I have a hard time saying that one. So if we look at where we are with the weeks of the month, we're in fully going into the mental week. And today is an interesting day. It gives you a vibrational special opportunity, which brings a portal of connecting into that I am consciousness, that knowing that separation is an illusion and we never have been separated from our soul. We have never been separated from the divine. The divine lives within the creation, which is us. And if we can really get that and feel that, a lot of those reactions that come from our mind, that come from that place of trying to be right and trying to fight for what we say is the truth, which is just a lie sometimes, comes from that feeling of separation and trying to protect ourselves. So if we can tap into that energy tonight, if you give yourself some time to meditate, pull in that energy from last night of the full moon to help just open to that expansiveness. And to know it's really that namaste energy of honoring that light within the other person that is the same light that is within you. So that, Solazar, is our go with the flow. I guess in this mental week, use it to challenge yourself. If you're find yourself in conflict or really fighting with your mind, really be willing to open to have your mind partner with your spirit. That's what this whole year is about, to say the mind doesn't have to do it all by itself anymore. Yes, the mind brings wonderful gifts of logic to the table, and yet that's only one piece of a larger, grander, more beautiful puzzle and more beautiful picture that is unfolding to us. So enjoy the journey for the week.
Well, thank you, Kirilani, and that was very powerful, a lot of good information. And I would like to share for the listeners, just for the sake of keeping the record straight, I come with no baggage. I actually bring railroad cars, miles and miles of railroad cars. It's too much to put into baggage. But, as Kirilani said, for all of us, it's the journey. And speaking of journeys, what we're going to do is take a quick commercial break and come back to talk to our special guest this evening, Teal Swan, and we will talk with her not only about her journey, but the journey that we're all on as we go through this life together and what we can expect. So this is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani, and we will be right back with more Good Vibrations Radio and our special guest right after this commercial break.
You can enjoy an evening of inspiration, personal growth, intellectual stimulation, and powerful energy for transformation at the Circle of Light. Connect with other adventurous souls seeking the expanded view outside the box. Join us at the Circle of Light on the third Friday of each month at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aguajita Road, Carmel, just off the PG Pebble Beach exit of Highway 1. Doors open at 7 p.m. General admission is $11, $9 for students and seniors. Call 484-1923 for more information.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
And our next guest is Teal Swan. Now, Teal is a clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudient, known as an extrasensory luminary who communicates with thought forms and manipulates electromagnetic fields. Following an abusive childhood, Teal began her own journey of healing and self-identity. Through her self-work, she opened to her own spiritual understanding. In 2011, Teal began sharing her insights with the world through her YouTube channel, Ask Teal. She's amassed over 6 million followers worldwide for her weekly guidance and insight, and she's also published much of her wisdom in her book, The Sculptor in the Sky, available through Amazon. In this month of balance and love, Teal will talk to us about many things, but including unconditional love, what it means, and how to open to unconditional love in your life. Teal, welcome to Good Vibrations Radio.
Thank you for having me on.
It's truly our pleasure. And I'm having a Mercury retrograde issue here in the studio, so So my headset keeps going in and out. So but we want to welcome you. And you're known as the spiritual catalyst. And I'd like to just start by asking, how did you get to be called the spiritual catalyst? And how do you feel that applies to the work that you do?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. What it is that the people who came to see me started to joking amongst themselves that somebody who came into contact with my energy could never be the same, and that I would sort of throw them from one degree to the other. Either they'd be in perfect bliss or else their shadows would be up in front of their face. So, which is sort of what a catalyst does. And it fit because I've observed that same reaction that people have seemed to have to me since I was born. So because people started calling me the catalyst, I was like, you know, it's actually kind of a catchy term. I might as well just own it.
Well, and I can also see how you got the giggling guru, because you've giggled since we first connected on the phone this evening. So that seems to come through in your talking. And I think that that's wonderful, because to me, that represents coming through very naturally about who you are. And I think that's very powerful when we're sharing a message.
I'm glad you like it. People either love it or they think it's creepy.
Well, actually, I think giggling is a form of releasing and healing. At least that's what I've experienced. So, you know, it goes back to the old saying, we can either laugh or we can cry. And if we embrace the laughter side of it, maybe we can shed a few less tears along the path.
That's my philosophy for sure.
And I love what you were sharing about the catalyst, because I think that aligns very much with what we were saying with the go with the flow. I mean, this is a year where all of us, at the end of the year, it's almost impossible to be the same person coming out of this year as going into it. So we should kind of embrace that concept every day of welcoming the catalysts in our life, because this is the time to embrace change and be willing to go on that journey. So we're very excited that you can be with us today. And you wanted to talk tonight about unconditional love. And in this month that's all about love, boy, what a loaded word, love, right? Can you share with us a little bit about your ideas on unconditionality?
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. So we got to understand that love is an identical vibration to appreciation. And appreciation is nothing more than positively focusing towards something. What that means is that unconditional love is the same thing as unconditional positive focus. So a simpler way of putting this, of course, is that unconditional love is positive focus that is not conditioned upon how another person acts. So it's like to walk through the world in a state of unconditional love is to say that my loving you is not going to be dependent upon, or my focusing positively on you is not going to be dependent upon how you behave or not. So a person who's able to completely unconditionally love is a person who is able to understand that love is done completely selfishly. That's ironic, right? Most people balk when I say that. But what I mean is that we're not loving for someone else. We're loving because love is so incredibly healing. And once you start to turn love into that instead of for somebody else, it's no longer contingent upon how they behave. And that is the state of unconditional love. Now, that being said, there is no difference between reaching a state of total unconditional love and reaching a state of enlightenment. They are one and the same. So a person who says, I want to walk through the world in a state of unconditional love, is saying, I want to reach enlightenment. And it is every bit as difficult. It's like, I mean, how difficult is it for you to focus on that person on the news who just murdered a child? But a person in a state of enlightenment could do that. That's very difficult for most of us. But I think that a lot of us tend to hold ourselves to the standard that we call unconditional love, not understanding what that means. And so we like to, I guess, pretend that we're in a state of unconditional love when we're not. We really want to be. Everyone wants that. I would love that. That would feel good. But most of us aren't there. And if we're lying that we feel good about something or someone or love someone that we actually don't, then that's us holding ourselves to a standard and not actually reaching it. And so we will feel this major discordance within our own body, because we will feel like a fraud. We're going to feel like we're walking throughout the world pretending to be in a higher state than we actually are in. So I think it's really crucial that we admit to where we are. But if we make it as simple, unconditional love, as simple as positive focus, then practicing the art of love is very simple. It's as simple as this. I'm sitting across from a person. If I notice something about their personality, about their physical appearance, about basically anything that I identify with them, then I'm in a state of love towards them in that moment. So being in a state of unconditional love is about being able to focus like I just described without them having to show you something, without them becoming an excuse, essentially, for you to focus positively.
You know, often when Kirilani and I talk about love and the word love, we recognize that within society today, love has been changed to, you know, I love football, I love my beer, I love my pizza. So we've turned the word love into an intellectual type of word that we ascribe to other things that has no emotion to it. But when we think of the term, and as even as Kira phrased it, when we think of unconditional love, we tend to think in terms of unconditionality would mean, you know, as you said, you know, admit to where you are. We accept ourselves, warts and all, where we are. We know we're on a journey. We accept ourselves where we are, and it's part of the journey. That doesn't mean we're settling. We're just accepting that we're there. And we also unconditionally would be accepting others, assuming that they're not hurting us, they're not harming us, they're not damaging, and we're not excusing something. So we tend to look at unconditionality without the word love in it because we think love is the trigger word that creates all the misunderstanding. So how do you feel about that, and how does that fit into how you see the whole discussion of unconditional love?
From a universal perspective, the minute you say assuming that person isn't hurting me, you just made love conditional.
Hmm.
So...
Well, what I meant is that if the person were doing something to me physically, I don't have to love what they're doing. That doesn't mean at some level I don't love them as a person, understanding they're where they are. For instance, in the case of my father and the relationship he and I had, it was a relationship where I recognized that he knew no better. At the time, I didn't know that, but he knew no better than what he could do at that time. And so that's for me to accept, forgive, and love within myself and not hold anything toward him because that's all he could do. And that's how I mean it. But if at the time he were exercising some physical pain on me, I don't have to like that. That's how I meant it, and so I may not have used the right words.
Yeah, well, that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
but does that fit with how you see it? I'm trying to see that I'm understanding what you're saying, and that it's you feel if this fits, or you feel that there's something different I'm missing. That's really what I was hoping for. Or are we on the same sheet of music? Should we sing together? Should we? Well, let's hold hands and do a kumbaya, and we'll be all set. I'm teasing. I'm just But now I want to ask, because we mentioned in the introduction, of course, that you've had an abusive childhood, and from what we've heard from you and experienced from you, you know, from other interviews and information about you, is really extreme, and I'd like the listeners to understand that. But I'd like to get from you how you're able to go from something that was roughly 13 years of abuse and torture. And you've gone through a lot of self-seeking, therapy, etc. What led you to say, I really have to take the gifts that I was born with and now bring them out and share them with the world? What was your epiphany moment? What was the time when you made that shift?
It was pretty understated, honestly. Really, I had to make the decision as to whether I wanted to end my life officially or else live. Because this sort of half-life that most of us are living after we get out of situations like that wasn't working for me anymore. It's like I'm here, I'm living, and I don't really like it, but I'm just going to keep breathing and eating anyways. That wasn't working anymore. So I was like, you know, I'm either going to be myself in or else I'm going to commit to this life 100%. And when I made that decision, I had to accept all of who I was. And part of who I was all of these abilities, which I, of course, at the time saw as curses.
Mm-hmm.
So
Because it was interesting in the information that we got about you is, too, you went through a period, like many people, of not even wanting to identify your own gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think it's important for our listeners to know that, because sometimes when someone like you is able to speak to people, people are forming the image in their mind, oh, it must have always been so easy, you know, and just how lucky she was. Yes. And yet you went through a journey. You went through a dark night of the soul for a long period of your life that was very, very traumatic.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say that it's entirely over. That's what everybody wants to hear, of course, is that it's all over. I'm hunky-dory in the state of perfect retirement from all of life's pains, but it's not true. My past still haunts me. I still, struggle with some of my abilities. It's not entirely easy to have your filters blown when you're trying to live in today's society. But the point is that how I started to deal with this stuff has changed, and it started to become healthy. And I realized that in order to live a happy life here, I had to own all of myself, and this is a part of me that I can't deny. So I started dipping my toe back into it and being like, all right, I guess I'll start seeing people again and letting them come to me. And I was a little bit resentful in the beginning. I'm like, we'll see if it works, you know. But they started to come over, and not only did I start to notice that I actually enjoyed the feeling I would get when I would see something click with someone, but I also realized that most of the information that's just sort of given, that's the thing about coming in with abilities, is that to you it's not anything special. So you take them for granted, and you think that everybody is on the same page, but I was starting to talk about some of these things, the information I came in with, and people didn't know it. Not only did they not know it, it seemed to really help them. So I thought, you know what, I need to bring this to a wider audience, see if this is becoming such a source of healing in just the people who I was opening myself up to at that time.
And I think many people, and I would hope listeners of our show know this, but I think many people don't often recognize that sometimes the vibration of the spoken word itself is so healing. I mean, we know it when it's damaging. We recognize that right away. But we often forget that it's so healing when people are able to speak things. It's not even the conscious mind getting engaged. It's just the energy of those words coming out that can often have a healing effect on us. And I'm certain that that's an impact you're having with all those 6 million listeners on your YouTube channel on Ask Teal. For those who want to write that down, Ask Teal, T-E-A-L. So I imagine a lot of your energetic work is just an outcome of what you share.
Yeah, now it is for sure.
And Teal, one of the things you talked about in your story was that point of really choosing to embrace life and really live. And I think that there's a lot of people that are out there that are in that space of just showing up, get up in the morning, try to get through the day. And it's more of enduring life than really living life. What guidance or suggestions do you have for them to kind of shift that and move to a place of really more living?
You know, the answer I give to that question doesn't make a lot of radio show hosts super happy, because it makes me sound very morose. But to somebody who's in that state, it's going to make perfect sense. What we have to realize is that life is a choice, and you can end it any time. And not only that, there is nothing wrong with that. So as long as you realize that you have that freedom, it's not about the fact that you were born to begin with. It's about the fact that each day when you wake up in the morning, you are literally choosing life. So you're either going to commit to that or you're going to change your mind on that. Most people, what they genuinely want is to live a happy life, not to die. So if you understand that what you really want is to live a happy life and that you choose to live every day, then let's really do this. It's kind of one of those full-on commitment processes that I feel like every person should go through. And I don't feel like they should go through it once. This should be something that we continually question. I think being afraid of questioning ourselves about our willingness to live or our commitment to living is super important, but we treat it in human society like it's a sacrosanct thing. Don't even consider not living. But that fear that keeps us back from really asking the question also keeps us back from the true commitment.
Mm. Well, and that makes sense, because otherwise, this is also going to sound a bit morose, is otherwise you're just choosing how, in what way you're killing yourself, right? Whether it's slowly or quickly.
By complacency.
And if we can say, okay, every day when we wake up, really choose that commitment every day and every moment. And maybe it's, you know, 30 times a day. But it's part of kind of retraining the programming that we've been brought up with also.
Yep. Exactly.
Well, and I just have to say, on behalf of radio hosts everywhere, that that was a great answer.
Just, thank you.
Because I think you brought out a powerful point. We all need to remind ourselves, you know, those people who go into either a state of depression or they're just at the point of where they are choosing, am I going to live today? All of us should be choosing to live, and then we should be choosing how we live each and every day and every moment. I agree with that. And I think it's important that you remind us of that. And
it's interesting because a number of my friends and family have had this last year where a lot of things are falling apart around them. And in talking to one of them, she said, you know, in the last year, everything that I was afraid of has happened. The rejection that I most feared has occurred. I have failed in the ways that I never thought were possible. You know, it gave her this freedom to finally put her energy toward what she did want instead of putting her energy into trying to, into fear of failure or into fear of rejection and trying to hold things together that weren't meant to be held together.
Yes. Isn't that the lesson? That seems to be the lesson of this last year for absolutely everybody. That's why I laughed when you started telling that story. It's like, join the club. The same thing.
So, you know, if people are feeling out there like, oh gosh, I did something wrong because everything's falling apart around me, you know, then it's almost these days a sign that you're doing something right because it's forcing you to change and approach things in a different way. And that is the dance of liberation. I mean, you can't be free unless you're willing to change.
So that being said, we have to make a change and go to a commercial break. So we want to let folks know we're talking to Teal. You can go to Ask Teal on YouTube channel. You can also go to thespiritualcatalyst.com. Find out more about Teal and all of her offerings, her blogs, her writings, as well as other interviews. So we will be back, however, with more of Teal right after this, right here on Good Vibrations Radio with Sol Azar and Kirilani on AM 540 KRXA Radio Monterey. The gifted light worker and award-winning healer Serendipity channels spirit guides and angels to gain insight into your individual issues. Serendipity pulls in the information from your Akashic records to identify and move you past your blocks, help discover your life path, or even connect with loved ones who have passed over. You can contact Serendipity at 831-917-0158. For a personal consultation. Remember, it's never too late to be who you might have been.
Hi, this is Kirilani. People have been asking me what I've been doing because I look younger and I'm glowing. Well, I'm here to share with you my magic potion. It's called Nerium, which is a phenomenal age-defying skin treatment breakthrough. In clinical results, people like you are seeing on average a 30% improvement in the appearance of lines and wrinkles, skin discoloration, uneven skin texture, enlarged pores, and aging skin. I'm seeing these great results, and so are my family and friends. So check out the real results at kirilani.nerium.com. And the best part to me is Nerium is totally plant-based, grown pesticide-free, no chemicals, no preservatives, and no gluten. Do you want to look younger? Well, try Nerium now. Nourish your skin with a risk-free 30-day trial. go to kirilani.nerium.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
And tonight we're talking with Teal, who's a clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudient. She does a YouTube channel where she provides weekly guidance called Ask Teal. That's T-E-A-L. And she also has her website, The Spiritual Catalyst. And you can go there and explore. She has a wonderful blog of many of her writings. She's done a lot of work in her library on her core teachings, processes. She has books. There's articles, quotes, questions and answers. And you can find out more about her workshops and events, about things coming up. So there's a great deal, and there's an entire online community that's all part of what Teal is doing in the world. And we encourage you to explore that. Now, you can go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com and connect right over to that website. So if you didn't get it down and go ahead and explore it. And, Teal, one of the things on your website is in some of your articles, there's one right at the top called Tired of All the Drama. Have you noticed that your life is full of drama, and are you tired of drama queens? If so, what should you do about it? So what should we do about it? I guess it's twofold. One, how do we keep ourselves from being a drama queen? And two, how do we handle the drama queens we encounter in life?
Oh, man. All right.
Well, you wrote the article.
Give me your elevator speech. No. All right. This is how it goes, basically. I wrote that article particularly for people who are struggling in resistance to people who are drama queens. If somebody's a true drama queen, they're never going to admit to it, because to them all of their issues are very real. Mm. So what we're dealing with drama queens is more of a narcissism complex. And that is the byproduct of looking at the world in terms of a serious lack of abundance. Mm-hmm. A person who's in that narcissistic mode feels as if there's never going to be enough energy coming towards them, so they are like a starving child when it comes to attention.
Mm.
So that is its own sort of thing, which ironically has very little to do with the drama subject.
Okay.
But when it comes to us attracting people like this into our reality, this is an interesting thing, which is, I actually love doing articles like this where I put out a subject where you think you know the answer, but it's actually the exact opposite. What I say in this article is that if you have a resistance to drama queens, it's because you have undealt with emotions. So when you're in the face of drama, in the face of conflict, essentially, there is major internal conflict, which is mirroring externally in this person. And we are unwilling to face those suppressed emotions.
So essentially, there are Ganesha showing up, or are the Saturn in our astrological chart showing up to confront us with the lesson for us to learn and overcome? Is that what the drama queen is doing for us? They're the gift?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And when we are looking at somebody and calling them a drama queen, essentially what we're doing is invalidating their emotional experience.
Mm.
We're saying that it's dramatic because it's not valid in some way. Either their situation is being blown out of proportion, or we're basically downgrading their experience of reality.
Mm.
And when we're doing that chronically with other people, we are doing that with ourselves. So the number one issue, if you have a resistance to a drama queen, is that you like to undermine the way you actually feel.
Mm.
And there's a deep level of shame to the fact that you maybe potentially internally are having extreme emotional reactions to things, but you're invalidating that by saying, no, I shouldn't feel that way. No, I don't want to feel that way. No, that may not be reality. Sounds like what Ma to us when we were 3 years old, right?
So when we invalidate others, like invalidate, I say, okay, that one's a drama queen, so I can invalidate them. Is that come out of my ego need to be right? to make sure I'm okay, even though I'm not. Like you said, I'm using that to mask something and not deal with it.
Exactly.
Well, that actually is important, because I think that goes back to the discussion of love and unconditional love at the beginning, when you said, once again, we have to admit to where we are and become comfortable with that in order to even heal that. We have to acknowledge that within ourselves. And as Kira was mentioning earlier in the Go With The Flow, with the fact that the divine is something from within us, and if we're denying the divine, we're denying ourselves. So.
Oh, yeah, and she said something which I loved even more, which is, this is all about integrity. And being in alignment with integrity is being in alignment with what is genuine about us. When we strip this genuineness out of ourselves and out of the experience, we expect ourselves to pretend, essentially, that we are in a better state than where we are, so that we can sort of maintain this lie that we're spiritual people. We're living according to should, and that is probably one of the most painful ways you can live life.
Now, do you believe in your experience and what you've learned, that everything we do is something we've or everything we experience is something we've attracted to ourselves?
Yes, in fact, that's one of the most important reasons why I think I need to be the one that's saying it, you know, because it's easy for people to say that until they go through something really bad, and that's the major issue that a lot of teachers have been having, is that, you know, you run into somebody who's been, say, raped multiple times when they were younger, and it's pretty difficult to convince that person that they had any hand in that, especially as a child. But, you know, here you have me. I'm standing up in front of people saying, look, you do attract everything into your experience. Not only that, I can tell you how I attracted all of the experience that I had when I was a child. What we need to understand is that this process of attraction has nothing to do with blame, and we're not intentionally doing it. It's not like saying that little kid wanted to get murdered, or that person wanted to lose their child, or that person wanted to get fired. Nobody wants that. It happens because we forget that we create our reality. We forget that what you think is mirrored. And so the victim, who is thinking already in a vibration of fear and worry, is a match to being victimized. And it's really an impartial universe. The universe trusts you completely with your creations, and so it's impartial to your creations, meaning that it's going to trust you whatever you decide to think. It's not going to take over and say, oh, you know, well, I really don't agree with the fact that you're thinking that fearfully, so I'm just going to help you out and take over for you. No, it recognizes your God source essence, essentially, and says, you're a creator. I trust whatever you want to create.
You know,
sometimes we wish it wasn't the case.
There's something I struggle with, and perhaps you can shed some light on that. And I struggle with this idea where people, for instance, somebody has gone in and, let's say, brutally murdered somebody, and then the family of the victim now wants revenge by the death of the other person. And I struggle with that on both sides, because emotionally I understand it. I understand that I want justice. You know, I want some righteous revenge here. But the other part of it is, don't we then really create a circle that's just feeding on whatever it was that created that initial event? I mean, is there a way for us to say, I don't know, is there a way for us out of that loop? Or is that go ahead.
There is. We have to let ourselves get angry without taking action. We need to understand that action is separate from thought. So you can think things, which is essentially letting yourself climb up an emotional scale without actually acting on those thoughts. So what you're watching when you're watching people go into a state of revenge is you're watching them find the vibrational improvement from a state of powerlessness. Let's say the family member loses somebody that they love, like a child or like a spouse. In that moment, they will feel absolutely, utterly powerless to their situation. And powerlessness is the lowest vibration that you can actually hold while living a physical life. And so there will be a knee-jerk reaction to move into the next higher vibration, which is revenge. That's a higher vibration than the state of total powerlessness. That's why it feels like relief for a person to get revenge. So that knee-jerk reaction is very natural. It's somebody that is trying desperately to feel better. Ultimately, once they go to that step, there's a step further. Looks like anger. And then there's a step further, looks like pessimism. And then there's a step further. It's just that we are not trained to think our way into the further steps until we try to take action. And so we continually get stuck in this loop. And usually we get stuck in a loop where we come up to revenge, then down to guilt. And guilt is closer to powerlessness. So then we go back up to revenge and then back to guilt. And that's where most of us spend our lives. So it is essentially a loop because we don't understand that we can give ourselves permission to think revenge and think anger without acting on those things. Because the natural byproduct, or the natural, I guess, flow of a person is into a state of healing. So a natural flow will be a person moving into what feels better and what feels better and what feels better, and eventually ending up in a state of forgiveness, which happens quite quickly when you give yourself permission to feel anger, but most of us don't.
Hmm. And would... And this, I don't want this to be, it's not semantic and it's not meant as a trick, but if we were able as individuals to get ourselves to a place of being able to understand and forgive more quickly, would that be almost as close as we could get to being unconditional in living our lives in the moment?
Yes, it would, but the thing is you cannot rush the process.
Not trying to, and like you said, we can't pretend at the process either. That's very important for people to get from what you said.
Yes, it is. It's an interesting thing, and it's difficult, of course, to explain in words. It's much more easier to experience it in a feeling state. But when you're moving into forgiveness, it's much less like a forced process that you lead, much more like a process of continually learning how to surrender to the experience and allowing those gifts that arise out of the experience to surface on their own. So it is a state of total surrender. It's the opposite of what we glorify in our culture, which is you really leading the march.
Mm. Yes, we understand. Yes, thank you for sharing that. We want to let folks know, do you take people at your workshops and events? Do you take you do group healings? Do you guide them through the process of being able to release, forgive, and let go of what's holding them back or what they're allowing to hold themselves back with?
Hell yeah, I do. That's basically all I do. Each person that comes up on stage is in one of those processes, and what I do is guide them through it so that the people who are in the crowd can watch how they should apply that to their own life.
Hmm. Very powerful. So we want to remind folks once again that they can go to YouTube to Ask Teal to get your weekly guidance. They can also, is there a newsletter or sign up on your website? I don't recall if I saw that.
Yeah, there is. You can sign up for newsletters, yep.
Okay. And then Kira was playing around with the, what was that part that you liked, Kira?
Well, there's
there's
almost like an Oracle function on the website, which I just love.
Ready for this? This is super funny. I use it too.
Well, is there a final quote you want to leave the listeners with?
Or one from your website quote. Type of thing. Yeah, it doesn't.
Okay, yeah. How about the one I just created today? Okay, I thought of this one right while I was waiting, so apparently it's made for these listeners. Let's go here. The quote that I think I should end with today, controversial in some way. If you don't experience somebody not liking what you're doing, then you know you're not being yourself yet.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
We want to remind folks, too, that they can also get a copy of your book, The Sculptor in the Sky. And so there are so many things, and we encourage them to go to The Spiritual Catalyst or Ask Teal on YouTube. And if you'll hold on for a second, we're just going to close out. We want to thank Teal for being our guest this evening. We want to thank you for listening to this first hour. We'll be back in the second hour with Dr. Zhigong Zha, I believe I said that right, and talking more about healing hands and healing the spirit, mind, and everything else. This is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani, and we'll be right back after this commercial, after the top of the hour news. Hello, I'm Solazar.
Hi, I'm Carolani, and welcome back to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation on AM 540 KRXA.
Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, coming to the Monterey Fairgrounds May 3rd and 4th. And our guest this hour is going to be Dr. and Master Zhi Gong Sa, and he is currently en route to the location where we will connect with him. But before we get to him, Kirilani and I were going to share some information about this upcoming Bazonged this coming Friday, as well as our monthly podcast coming up on the 26th. So, Kira, why don't you talk about the Bazonged experience this coming Friday at the Circle of Light?
Well, thanks. Yeah, I think it's going to be a great opportunity for everybody to come out and experience the power of sound healing with symphonic gongs and planetary gongs. And what I've experienced in my own life is the use of the gongs really serve as a shortcut to awakening, as a shortcut to expanded consciousness and enlightenment and healing. They go in at a vibrational level into the cells and can serve to both activate different chakras, to infuse love and light into the cells, to use to release and clear out any blocks or limitations or baggage that you're carrying within your physical, emotional, mental, or bodies. And really to serve as a catalyst for opening up to our spirit. So they're very versatile. And, you know, sometimes in a year of truth, the best way to get to the truth is actually bypass the mind. And that's what the sound does. So this is something that's hard to describe on air. It's better to simply experience it. And you can come out to the Unitarian Universalist Sanctuary. It's at 490 Aguajito Road. And that's right off the Pebble Beach PG exit off of Highway 1. The doors open at 7. And the event starts at 7:30 on Friday night. And it's just a great community gathering. We'll have probably somewhere between 5 and 7 gong masters and a whole array of different both symphonic and planetary gongs to experience.
And there is a price for admission, so it's generally around $16, but I don't want to say that's what it is in case it's different. So recognize that there is a price for admission. But it's a wonderful experience. And the Bazan, actually, every Circle of Light experience, what I'm about to say applies to them. They are created by the energy of the people who show up. So every Bazonged experience is completely different than everyone before because it's composed of the energy of the people who show up and the energy that they bring to the event. So it's a wonderful event and it's a wonderful experience. And it's one that if you feel like you need to shake some cobwebs out from inside, this is a great way to do it.
And yeah, it's one of, if I think of the different catalysts in my spiritual awakening, experiencing the gongs is one of those major stepping stones. So certainly be brave. Come on out and meet some new people and enjoy a new experience on that path to spiritual liberation. And then we also wanted to talk about an event that Solazar and I started this year to really at the request of listeners who wanted to hear more about the Go With The Flow and the energy of the month than we have time to usually go into on air. And so we started a series of monthly calls
that allow people to learn more about what's happening, both numerologically, vibrationally, astrologically, and with the energy of the tarot coming in. So it gives you a very thorough understanding of, think of it like your GPS for the month, of how to navigate and take best advantage of all of the opportunities that come up. And interestingly, our next call is going to cover March, and Salazar and I were preparing some of the handouts for it because we give you this wonderful vibrational map to carry you through the month. And March is a doozy. It is really the most powerful month of 2014. So certainly connect in with us so that you can see how to take best advantage of March. And you can go out to goodvibrationsradio.com. And Salazar, how do they sign up?
And they go to you sign up for the product page, and you can pay either through PayPal or through your credit card. But it's on the product page right at the top. And the call is February 26th at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And it will be interesting. Our last call, we were joined by Reverend Dr. Kimberly Maroney, who brought in the angels of the energy of the angels for February. And we're still in discussions with some other folks, but it will be a powerful month coming up in March, and it's worth it. You can also, if you wanted to buy copies of the handouts or from the previous calls as well as the recordings, that's also available on that page. So go ahead and explore and find out. And we're going to go ahead and cut away right now, unless you had something else, Carolani.
No, I think that covers it.
Okay. I want to touch one quick thing, and then we're going to cut away to the commercial break, and that is last night's full moon in Leo, which happened right here on Valentine's Day. But this was a time, once again, in this month for us to go inward and explore. Remember, with this full moon energy, it's like a new moon starts our birth cycle. A full moon is like our manifestation cycle. This is the time for us to take action. And this month was a month that we were asking ourselves to take action, to rid ourselves of the routines, habits that were holding us back and tying us down. Now is the time. We're still in that portal of that full moon. So go ahead and take advantage of that. We're going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll have our guest, Dr. and Master Zhi Gong Zha, who's a very interesting individual. We'll look forward to having a conversation with him. But this is Good Vibrations Radio with Salazar and Kirilani, right here on AM 540 KRXA, Radio Monterey, and we'll be back right after this.
Welcome to the world of diamond consciousness, the unequivocal yes.
With Diamond Alignment, you can experience all the benefits of meditation online in just 6 minutes. Try it once and change your day. Try it every day and change your life.
The diamond energy of joy and equanimity will emanate from you today. Watch the world change around you and have a diamond day.
Tanziana has had the gift of healing all her life. Since 1995, she's devoted her training and studies to the art of self-healing through gentle touch. Tanziana uses her touch and her alignment with her council of spiritual masters and elementals to move you through your challenges and blocks. Let your personal fairy godmother provide energetic healing, create your personal sacred space, or minister to your special ceremony, life, weddings, divorces, anniversaries, or birthdays. You can contact Tanziana at 831-884-9827 to schedule your special fairy godmother event, open to the healing touch of the fairy godmother.
Good vibrations, good vibrations, good vibrations.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
And this is Solazar, and we're very pleased to introduce Dr. and Master Zhigang Zha, who's a conventional medical doctor, a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine, grandmaster of Tai Chi, Qigong, Feng Shui, and Yi Qing. He's the founder of the Institute of Soul Healing and Enlightenment and the World Soul Healing, Peace, and Enlightenment Movement. Dr. Zha will share with us from his latest book in his Soul Healing Miracles series, Soul Healing Miracles, Ancient and New Sacred Wisdom, Knowledge, and Practical Techniques for Healing the Spiritual, Mental, Emotional, and Physical Bodies, as well as we hope to hear about Divine Healing Hands. So, Dr. Zha, welcome to Good Vibrations Radio.
Zha. Thank you. I'm honored to serve.
Yes, sir, and that seems to be what you do extremely well all over the world, is that you serve all of us by sharing information from the divine so that we can live a healthier, more whole and happy life. And so we want to thank you for the work that you're doing.
I'm honored to serve. And at the beginning of this book, the first paragraph, the purpose of life is to serve. I have committed my life to this purpose. To serve is to make others happier and healthier. In last 10 years, everybody have witnessed and experienced what happening and what have happened in Mother Earth, and also all kinds of challenges. Therefore, at this historical moment, to serve humanity, to bring love, peace, harmony, is the key for our life.
Well, and you do that in events throughout the world, and we just want to let some of our listeners know very quickly that you actually have an event coming up April 11th in San Francisco, and they could go to drsha.com, drsha.com, to find out more about your events throughout the world to attend. But can you tell us, Doctor, how did you come to the Healing Hands gift and gifting to the people of the world?
Thank you. I think two story I try to explain as much as short I can, as short as I can. In April 2003, I was in Soquel, California, Land of Medicine Buddha, and with about 100 students. Divine appeared. And I told all the students, I said, can you give me a short time? God is here. I would like to honor divine. And by bowing down to the floor, I said, I grew in China. I studied Tai Chi at the age 6, Qigong at the age 10. I studied Yi Jing, Kung Fu, Feng Shui. So I honor and the spiritual master. I honor divine. I bowed down to divine. Divine told me, dear my son, Zhigang, today I am sharing with you a spiritual law. And he pointed himself, I am a universal servant. He pointed at me, you are a universal servant. He swept his hand to all the students and said, everyone and everything is a universal servant. A universal servant offers universal service, including universal love, forgiveness, peace, healing, blessing, harmony, and enlightenment. And he said, if one offers a little service, receive a little blessing from him and from universe. If one offers more service, receive more blessing. If one offers unconditional service, receive unlimited blessing. I made a vow to divine at the moment. I said, dear God, I'm so honored to be a servant, like you mentioned, this kind of servant. I want to give me my life for this service. And the divine continued, divine said, in Mother Earth, in history, there were and there are unpleasant service, including killing, harming, taking advantage of others, cheating, stealing, and more. If one offers a little unpleasant service, learn a little lessons. So I asked the divine, what does it mean for that? God said, you are the doctor. I said, yes, I am. I study modern medicine. I study traditional Chinese medicine. I am MD and a doctor of herbalist, acupuncturist. God said, you know the sickness. I said, yes. Divine said, the lessons including sickness, and also relationship challenges, financial challenges. Divine said, if one offered a little unpleasant service, learn a little lessons. If one offers more unpleasant service in previous life, and in this life, learn more lessons. If one offered huge unpleasant service, learn a huge lessons. I asked Divine, I said, are you teaching me karma law? I study Buddhism, Taoism, and Confucianism, three major teaching in Chinese history. God said, yes, I am teaching you, sharing with you universal law, universal service law. I'm talking about today is the karma law. And I said, I'm so honored to hear this. Okay, this is April. So in July, I was in Toronto for soul retreat. Divine appeared again. God said, from today, I choose you as a servant of humanity and my servant, vehicle and channel. Divine said, from today, you offer healing, I do the work. I was moved with tears. How blessed I am. God told me I offer healing. He does the job. So he said, I will do a demo for you. I said, how to do this? Then you choose a person, a challenged person. I choose, I said, who has the challenged cases? I choose a person named the Walter who had the liver cancer, about 3 centimeters. He came to the stage. God said, you watch how I'm going to do the work. And the divine is a light being, a golden light being. And it's like a human's figure, light being. From his heart, poof, the beam of light radiate to Walter's liver. I saw a dark shadow, poof, left his liver. I saw a golden light ball is rotating. God said, this is my divine the liver soul. I changed his liver soul, asked him to chant, divine liver, divine liver, divine liver. Hmm. Everybody understand we have a physical organ. God changed the soul of Walter's liver. The dark side was the negative karma, so many body blockages. Divine said, chant 2 hours per day. Within 3 to 6 hours and 3 to 6 months, the cancer could disappear. Mm-hmm. I asked Walter, can you do 2 hours per day? He said, Master Shah, I will do more than 2 hours per day. He practiced many hours a day. Within 2.5 months later, he went back for CT scan and MR, and his liver cancer disappeared up to now. So therefore, from that moment, I become a divine servant and a servant of humanity. I start to offer divine organ, divine the herbs, divine the light needles. Then later, God said, you offer my healing hand. What does it mean for that? Everybody, we all have a hand. Divine gave his soul hand, a light hand to choosing ones. Therefore, and in last many years, and I have delivered, created, and about 5,000 divine healing hands, soul healers. Thank you for the time, because you asked me how I become delivered divine healing hand. I have given little history and how did I become divine the servant and the servant of humanity. Therefore, one of the service is to train divine the soul healers to choose ready ones, people have to apply, people have to willing to join the training, then God approve, then God deliver the divine healing hand. We offer the formal training, now a few thousand divine soul healing hand, soul healers all over the world. Every day, divine healing hand, soul healers are creating soul healing miracles to remove the sufferings of humanity. That is the report to your questions.
Well, thank you very much. That was wonderfully. I really appreciate all the information that you shared there. And I think it's important that you started early on with us of talking about in the last 10 years, really all of the challenges that the world has gone through with earthquakes and tsunamis and various troubles throughout the world. And one of the things you point out in this Soul Healing Miracles book is that so much of what we go through is a result, as you mentioned when you talked about the karma in talking with the divine, is about bad karma, and bad karma is a result of blockages. Can you share with us a little bit about these soul, mind, body blockages and how that creates our environment around us, how that translates in the world into these events, these catastrophes, these other issues that are going on?
Great question. Such important questions. I'm honored to explain. So first of all, before I explain, I answer your questions, I want to talk about the sickness. You just now mentioned the soul, mind, body blockages. In Soul Healing Miracle books, I share ancient sacred wisdom. There are three words I want to spoke. Jing, Qi, Shen. J-I-N-E. Jing means matter. Qi, C-H-I. Qi means energy. Shen, S-H-E-N. Shen means soul or spirit. So in ancient wisdom, a human being is made of Jing, Qi, Shen. Matter, energy, soul. An animal is made of Jing, Qi, Shen. So Mother Earth is made of Jing Qi Shen. The sun, the moon, every planet, every star, every galaxy, every universe is made of Jing Qi Shen. Mother Earth is only one planet. There are countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. So, an Einstein, our beloved Einstein relativities, E equals MC squared. Einstein is talk about the energy and the matter relationships. Einstein didn't talk about the soul. Therefore, our beloved Einstein, in his later stage of his life, you know, and he could not explain many phenomena in Mother Earth. So now in our time now, quantum science, quantum physics talk about the information or message. Information or message is soul or spirit. People have not linked them together. Recently, I met a great scientist in Phoenix, and he's a major university professor. And I talk about the soul is the message and the information. He opened his book, a subtitle, Soul is the Message. So I'm so happy our beloved scientists now realize the soul is the information and the message. So, and therefore, when a human being gets sick, so soul, mind, body is Jing Qi Shen. How do we understand ancient teaching? Jing Qi, matter energy. So our body includes matter energy. Shen, Jing Qi Shen, Shen includes soul and mind. So in the modern world, I use people talk about the body, mind, the spirit. I talk about the soul, mind, the body. Why I change the order? I do not say body, mind, the spirit. I talk about soul, mind, the body because I have realized our soul is the boss. What is the soul? Soul is the light beam. So everybody has a soul, every organ has a soul. People do not think that. Every cell has a soul. Every DNA, RNA, the smallest matter inside the cell, like atom, electron, the quark, every smallest matter, our DNA, RNA has a soul. In modern medicine, we talk about, circulation system, nerve system, every organ, every system. In traditional Chinese medicine, people understand acupuncture, chart, energy pathway, which we cannot find out. We cannot see in our eyes, in anatomy, in operation, we cannot see the energy channel. My teaching, my service is to share humanity. There are complete soul system inside the body. A brain has 15 billion brain cells. Some brain scientists said there could be 150 billion brain cells. Anyway, every organ and every system has millions, billions of souls. So therefore, the light being, there are billions, trillions, countless souls at the cellular level in our body. But our beloved modern medicine separate the body and the soul. Modern medicine does not believe the soul. That's the point. I study modern medicine as MD. I study traditional Chinese medicine. Traditional Chinese medicine focus on qi, energy. Yellow Emperor Canning, the authority book of traditional Chinese medicine, states if qi flows, one is healthy. If qi is blocked, one is sick. So modern medicine focuses on matter, which is inside the cells. You go to see a doctor, you can see SGPT, blood testing for liver, SGPT, SGOT for liver, BUN, creatine for pancreas, for sugar. So modern medicine tries to find out the biochemical change at the cellular level. CT scan, MR, other testing, try to find the growth, surgery, cut the cyst, tumor, cancer. So pills is to do to adjust biochemical changes of cell function. Our beloved modern medicine focus on matter. Traditional Chinese medicine focused on energy. Soul mind body medicine, soul healing miracles focused on soul. So soul blockage is negative karma. So therefore, why so many sickness, chronic and life-threatening conditions, our modern medicine and other healing modalities have not have enough solution? Because we miss the soul issue. We miss the soul blockage. Soul blockage is the negative karma. So therefore, when a person has a stage 4 cancer, when people have a coma, when people have a heart attack, when people have chronic conditions, mental disorders. So why in last 10 years, hundreds, thousands of soul healing miracles? Because divine gave me the honor to offer negative karma cleansing. At the same time, I teach humanity to self-clear negative karma to create a soul healing miracles. Now I can explain your question. Why Mother Earth is in trouble? Because Mother Earth, in last 10 years, more and more natural disasters, financial challenges, sickness, confusion. Now, for example, so many people are depressed. And there are many mental disorders, many suicidal issues. Why? Because humanity have made a huge negative karma through thousands of years. Imagine atomic bomb under the Mother Earth, testing. The war happening all the time. And also dig the natural resources. So therefore, we are lack of natural resources. And, there are many, many harming, taking advantages. So therefore, also cut the tree, and the balance of Mother Earth have you know, energy balance, soul, mind, body balance have not balanced. So therefore, humanity had made a huge negative karma each other, and made a negative karma damage to Mother Earth. So therefore, remember, divine, give me a universal law. If you harm others, you are learning lessons. If a person get a chronic condition and life-threatening condition and hopeless cases, the root cause is negative karma. It took so many people life away. People are learning lessons in Mother Earth. So as a sickness, so as a Mother Earth, the whole natural disasters, this Mother Earth financial challenges, all kind of challenges, is also the root cause is negative karma. So therefore, divine guided me to create the love, peace, harmony movement. Let me sing for everybody. I love my heart, soul. I love all humanity. I just sing one time, take a half minute. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join heart and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. I created Love, Peace, and Harmony movement. Now millions of people are chanting and listen to CD. Go to drshah.com. You can download this CD as a gift. By the way, I have launched the Doctor and the Master Shah Soul Healing Miracle chanting channel. 24 hours. We are chanting in this internet TV. The thousands of people, just beginning, more than 7,000 people have put a request for the family, for the work, for relationship. Then also 3,000 people have put a gratitude, a basket to share the result. So therefore, every day I have 1 hour TV program, 9 to 10 a.m. I do Soul Healing Miracle daily live TV to lead humanity to practice and to do forgiveness practice, to give love, to apply the techniques how to heal your spiritual, mental, emotional, physical bodies. And also people have a chanting channel. People can come in anytime to receive blessings. So that is about the answer you all these questions. Thank you for important questions.
Well, thank you very much for the thoroughness of the answer, because it's very important. One thing that I took away both from your book and from viewing your website, as well as what you've shared with us this evening, is that one of the ways all of us have gotten out of balance, as well as with the earth, is when we're not actually paying attention to being in balance. I know that sounds so simple, but it seems, for instance, Chinese medicine, as an example, is very focused on the individual being balanced within their system. Traditional Occidental medicine doesn't do that. A lot of practices we do in the modern world is not about us balancing the elements, not about us balancing, as you said, our soul, mind, and body. It's all about just healing one aspect of it, or touching on one aspect of it. How do you feel that the rest of us who aren't at all your lectures, or as you said, we can go to your website certainly and get all of this wonderful information, how do we help heal ourselves and heal the world by bringing us all back in balance? What would you suggest we do?
Thank you so much, such love and care. And I want to emphasize a few points here. In Chinese medicine, there are five elements. You read my book, Wood, Fire, Earth, Mental, Water. In the body, wood, fire, earth, mental, water, liver, heart, spleen, lung, kidneys. I just give one element, liver. Liver element includes liver, gallbladder, eyes, whole body tendons, and emotional body anger. Physical body, liver, emotional body anger, they are internal and related. So, and if you have hepatitis B, C, A, cirrhosis, liver cancer, you are easy to get upset. If you, some people, always something make you upset, it hurts your liver. That's how physical body and emotional body connected. The fire element, heart, and the depression, anxiety, are inner connected. So therefore, five elements, liver, heart, spleen, lung, kidney, every element has different and pieces. So the most important is five elements are five. The wood, earth, fire, earth, mantle, water. So many organs, but the people have not realized they are one. So in the whole body, there are so many organ system. They are one. And heaven, Mother Earth, heaven's yang, Mother Earth is yin. People know yin yang. Yin yang is a universal law. Five element is universal law. So yin yang are two, heaven, earth. And the man and woman's yin and yang. Yin yang can be subdivided as one person. Does not matter man or woman. If man and woman together, one yin, one yang. If only for one person, back belong to yang, front side belong to yin. Upper side belong to yang, lower part belong to yin. And all side belong to yang, inside belong to yin. And the five element, liver element, wood element. Liver is yin organ, gallbladder is yang organ. Fire element, heart is yin organ, small intestine is yang organ. So therefore, yin yang, everything is divided into yin and yang. Yin yang is a universal law. Everything is divided into the five elements, wood, fire, earth, mantle, water. There are planets, galaxies, stars, five elements. Five element planets, five element stars, five element galaxies, five element universes. So therefore, yin yang and the five element are the major universal law. Just now you mentioned the balance in traditional Chinese medicine, in ancient spiritual teaching, to balance yin and yang. To restore our health. So therefore, heaven and earth should be balanced. Now we are not balanced. The humanity is not balanced because we forgot the oneness. Yin yang are two, but the most important concept, the wisdom, yin yang are one. The five elements are five. They are one. The whole body from head to toe, skin to bone, there are so many system organs, many, many, but they are one. Humanity is one, and all souls, countries, planets, stars, galaxies, and universes are one. So therefore, you brought such important question, how to bring balance. I will give you one mantra, everybody listen. 天地人合一. 天 means heaven, including countries, planets, stars, gods, universes. 地 means Mother Earth. 人 means human being. 和 means join as. 一 means one. 天地人合一. Heaven, earth, human being. 就合一, join as one. 一 means one. 和 means join. So if that's why it does not matter, this book, So Healing Miracles, for healing spiritual, mental, emotional, and the physical body, natural disasters, whatever happened in the nature, 天地人合一, 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 天地人合一. That is to bring the balance, not only for you, for Mother Earth, for humanity, for heaven. This is a universal mantra. There's so many wisdom, read the book, we only can share a little bit.
Thank you, Dr. Shah, for sharing that with us. And that was very powerful. And you are correct. I want to repeat for the listeners that Soul Healing Miracles, as well as what's on drshah.com, has a lot of information for all of us to actually encounter different aspects of our lives and go into that healing process to create that balance and unification. Dr. Shah, I'd like to ask, we have not quite 5 minutes left. Is it possible for you to share a blessing for us so that with the mantras you've given and everything you've given, we can start moving down our balancing journey of our life?
Good. We just passed a Valentine's Day. I will give everybody 2 or 3 minutes blessing. In the book, there's a link. Have you saw the calligraphy in the book? You saw the calligraphy,
yes,
right?
Beautiful.
Oh, it's really beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. Everybody, open the calligraphy. You can open the book for figure 17, Lingguang. Now I'm opening the book. I'm facing everybody. Ling means soul. Guang means light. And everybody understand the calligraphy is a Chinese artwork. But, in history, calligraphy used for blessing, but not enough. And the divine, the source guided me because I was choosing the servant, choosing as a servant of divine and humanity. I did a transmission, countless saints, animals, and the soul treasures connect with this one. And this calligraphy put on the body. Just published a short time. 500 people or more submitted their stories. I just give you a story. People, asthma. Asthma hold. It's very difficult sickness in internal medicine, modern medicine. People put the book on the chest. Little practice, a few days, they stop the pills. They talk to the doctor. A miracle happened. And the people pain for decades, pain disappear. Miracle happen. So many conditions. Everybody, because time is short, let me do a blessing. Everybody choose one part of body. When you get my book, put a calligraphy on the body. Everybody choose one area of the body, connect with this Lingguang. Lingguang. Bless everyone. Everybody choose heart, kidney, whatever you choose. Hypertension, diabetes, arthritis. Ling guang. Countless saints within. Countless saints, animals within, countless soul treasures within, all for healing to everyone. Ling guang, soul light. I will sing 1/2 minute, 1 minute, last soul song. Connect with the calligraphy. Hey,
Dr. Shah, thank you. Thank you very, very much for all you're doing in the world. We want to remind our listeners to go to drshah.com, drsha.com, to find out more about the work that you offer. There's also some free things. There's some chanting. There's the TV, as you mentioned. And they can also get a copy of the Soul Healing Miracles. What you're doing is phenomenal, and the love, the energy, and the divinity comes through in every word and everything that you do. And thank you. It's been an honor to spend this time with you this evening.
Thank you so much. It's my great honor to serve. Love you. Love every listener. And let me serve you more. And come to drsha.com. Join with me for chanting, for serving humanity, to create your own soul healing miracles. The message is very simple. I have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all of my life. You have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all of your life. Together, we have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all life of humanity, Mother Earth, and the countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. Love you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you so much. What a blessing. What a blessing that was. And thank you for the listeners for going through that process. That's Dr. and Master Zhigong Sha, and you can go to drsha.com, drsha.com, to find out more. There's a lot of free information there. There's the daily chanting that you can be a part of, as well as receive. And you can find out a lot of the information about soul healing miracles and the process to go through. I want to remind listeners that next week we're having one of our readings-only show. What we've decided to do since November is the last Saturday of every month when we're on air is to have a readings-only show. So you can call in. Let folks know to call area code 831-899-5792 and get your on-air reading. Kirilani and I will be doing readings, and we'll be joined by Shakti Wilson, who actually does a great deal of dowsing to help clear energy blockages. So that'll be very interesting. I want to encourage you to do that. Quick reminder, remember, the Bazonged Experience this coming Friday. And I will put that on our guest page. I noticed I didn't do that this month, and I apologize for that. But it will be on the guest page so that you can get the information. And if you have more questions about the Circle of Light, the Bazonged Experience, I want to remind you that the Circle of Light is the third Friday of every month. This will be the Bazonged Experience this month. Last month was the quarterly preview. So make sure you put that on your calendar to find out what's going on, because that's a wonderful community of people coming together to create spiritual connection, spiritual learning, spiritual adventure. And this will be a wonderful adventure this coming Friday. And then one other mention once again about our monthly podcasts, where we talk in more depth about the energy using the astrology, the tarot. Go ahead, Kira, I'm sorry.
Well, and just to clarify, people can call in on a conference call and experience it live and ask questions. And or if you can't make the call live, you can then connect into the podcast afterwards.
Yeah, well, not the podcast, but the replay. You have to, for those who have signed up for the call, you get the replay as well as the handouts and information. So you can actually listen to it in the convenience, in your convenience, in your time. And that's it. As we close out tonight, Kira, I'm going to give you two choices, because I actually had Karen Drucker for the first hour, You Are Healed, and I had Sean Galway for the second hour. But since we didn't have a first hour close,
Sean.
So we're going to go and close out this show. Thank you so much for listening. It's great to be back on air with you. And this is Sean Galway singing I Choose Love. And what better message could we have for this month? This month of love. Goodness. Oh, there it comes. This is Good Vibrations Radio. Solazar and Kirilani. Many blessings. Talk to you next week.
Tears. I see a choice. Love or fear. What do you choose? I can see peace, or I can see war. I can see sunshine, or I can see a storm. What do you choose? I choose love. can see greed, I can see caring of poverty. What do you choose?